You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. There he is. How you doing over there, Trey?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Excited about this week, man, but these buys are freaking killing me. I mean, we got the Raiders with Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs. You got the Lions with Jared Goff, because we start him sometimes too, right? Yeah. Amon-Ra. The Texans with Brandon Cooks and your boy. The Titans with Derrick Henry. I mean, it's insane. But that's why we're here. We're here to help you get through it. We're here to figure it out. Who are we going to start? Who are we going to sit? Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are correct. And we are going to go ahead and get into some starts and sits for the week. Let's get into it. All right, starting off with the first game, we've got the Ravens versus the Giants.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 43.5 points, and they have the Ravens winning by 5.5. I don't know. Giants are 4-1, baby. What's up?
I hear you. I got the Giants taking the W on it, man. It's hard to deny it. The Ravens keep giving up these leads. I like that Lamar is trying to throw the ball more, but I believe in the Giants. Never thought I'd say those words, but let's go.
Let's go.
Ravens, Bateman, I believe, is out, so I'm starting up Duvernay whenever Bateman is out. He's got a crazy target share over there. Dobbins, of course, you're going to start this guy because he's looking great. I'm glad to see Dobbins getting his feet under him. Mark Andrews, you're always going to start this guy, right? I mean, there's Kelsey, there's Andrews, and there's everybody else.
That's right. That's right.
That's really all I got for the Ravens, honestly. I got a question for you, though, Trey.
All right.
Start or sit, Duvernay or Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Duvernay, start all day.
Right, with that target share, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was putting up points with Bateman on the field, so without him, I think it's just going to go up from there. Mm-hmm. The only thing I will say, though, is not this week, but keep an eye on Gus Edwards because he's been practicing, and they've been giving Kenyon Drake some work out there, and I want to see what he'll do if he takes over that role, with Dobbins being hurt all the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's move to the Giants. I like Daniel Jones as a start here with the Giants. Deeper leagues, if you're needing a wide receiver, I mean, Darius Slayton, I guess. Galladay's out. I mean, it's hard to get any wide receivers on the Giants, honestly. Saquon is the Giants, so
exactly.
Saquon goes down. I mean, what else do you got?
Starting Daniel Jones over Derek, because my Derek Carr is on bye. So in our two quarterback league, I'm setting him. I'm starting Daniel Jones, and I'm not upset about it, honestly. I think it'll be a good game. I think he'll put up points.
Absolutely. Hey, Cody, I love you too, buddy. I love you too. let's go ahead and move to the next game. We've got the Jaguars versus the Colts.
Jaguars versus the Colts. Over-under for this game is also 43.5, and they have the Colts winning by 2. Now, this spread kind of freaked me out a little bit because the Jaguars shut the Colts out a couple weeks ago. So I'm wondering, what does Vegas know to have the Colts winning by 2? I don't know, but give me the Jaguars for the upset.
Yeah, I got the Colts taking the W on that. The Jags have looked good, don't get me wrong, but I think the Colts are going to start to figure things out. I trust the Colts, which is crazy to say, more than I trust the Jaguars.
I get that. Right. So going in with our starts for the Jaguars, I'm still starting Christian Kirk. He had a rough week, I know, but I'm still starting him up. James Robinson, man, like he was really getting good and I was excited. And then he's had a couple rough weeks, but I think in this matchup with against the Colts, I think you can go ahead and start him up. I'm not starting ETN. I know it's the way I've seen it is if you got James Robinson has a good game, ETN doesn't. If ETN has a game, good game, James Robinson doesn't. You kind of got to pick which one you want. I just like the talent of James Robinson more than anything. And ETN had the good week last week, so maybe it's just, you know, every other week. I don't know. So be iffy with that. But I'm sitting Zay Jones. I think that I'm worried about the Colts defense here, you know, with too many targets from the wide receivers. I think the running backs are going to get most of the work with the Jags. And Trevor Lawrence, man, he didn't look good last week. You know, maybe he fixes it, but it looked rough. But you got anything on the Jaguars?
No, I like the take. I like James Robinson. The ETN thing is it's scary over there. They need to use ETN as a pass catching back and James Robinson as that push through guy, but you know, easier said than done, I suppose.
Right. Moving on to the Colts starts. Jonathan Taylor's playing, I'm starting him. That's obvious, but you know, they say he's so questionable, but he did practice and everything like that. If he doesn't play, I'm not starting any other running backs on the Colts. Nyheim Hines doesn't look like he's coming back from his concussion yet, and I don't want anything else that they got. Alec Pierce, don't be afraid to throw that dude out there, dude. I mean, he's doing things. He's doing his thing. And Pity City, Michael Pittman, bro, I feel like in this matchup specifically, I feel like he's going to redeem himself a little bit. They're going to have to, I think, throw it a little bit shorter, and he's been playing that kind of role. And I think Pity City's where it's at. I know he's been rough, and he's only gave you that good one week one, but I think he redeemed himself a little bit. I'm sitting Matt Ryan. I'm sitting Matty Ice. I looked up today, found out that let me give you a quiz, okay?
Okay.
Which quarterback has gotten sacked the most in the NFL?
Matt Ryan.
That's correct. Which quarterback has thrown the most interceptions in the NFL?
Matt Stafford.
Matt Ryan.
Oh,
and there was one more. It was let's see, sacks. Oh, which quarterback has fumbled the most in the NFL?
Matt Ryan,
baby.
Oh, God, Matt.
He's got the triple crown right now.
Oh my gosh. Matt Ryan.
I'm going to sit that dude.
Get it together, buddy. Yeah, I've seen him being dropped in a lot of leagues. Matt Ryan, get it together, brother. I had so much faith in him going in, too. Let's go to the next game, though. I've got the Patriots versus the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. They have the Browns winning by 3. This is a close game to me. I think it's back and forth, but I'm going to give it to the Browns. I think the Browns can pull it out.
Yeah, me too. I got the Browns taking the W on that one. It's looking like Mac Jones might start. He might not. Either way, I just don't trust that offense. Although, my start of the week is on that offense, and that is Ramondre Stevenson, my start of the week. This guy's great. Damian Harris ain't playing. Start up Ramondre Stevenson if you have him. Hunter Henry, second highest target share on the team. Like we say, tight ends, most of them have a low floor. So what do you got to lose, really? And Jacoby Myers has had a decent going. I mean, he's somebody to watch out for, depending on who's throwing the ball. I mean, Zappy looks capable. I will say that. He looks capable. I mean, he's got a lot of rookie mistakes going on, but he looks capable.
Yeah, Ramondre Stevenson was going to be my start of the week until some things changed, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
Well, let's go to the Browns, I suppose. Looks like Amari Cooper is the only decent receiver on the team. Well, at least the only one I trust, at least. Donovan Peoples-Jones in your deeper leagues, I suppose you could start him if you had to. I'm starting Kareem Hunt here, too. I like the matchup. I think Hunt is going to give it to him. Which brings me to a question for you, Trey. Start or sit Kareem Hunt or Raheem Mostert?
Oof. That's a tough one. Now, I heard, you know, Mostert missed practice yesterday, but he was at practice today. You know, he always seems to be the most hurt. But if he's playing, I'm starting him over Kareem Hunt just because of the Patriots defense.
All right. All right, then. That's all I got for the Browns. You got anything to add to that?
No, it sounds good to me. I just think, you know, maybe if you have Nick Chubb, just limit your expectations, because I feel like Hunt and Chubb both aren't going to just rack up points against the Patriots. I feel like, you know, one of them might have a rough week just because of the Patriots defense. But other than that, I think it's going to be a good game.
I think Hunt has a decent week, actually, be honest. We'll see. We're going to find out.
Hey, I think if Hunt does have a good game, I just think Chubb won't have a great game.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like only one of them is going to be able to pull it off against the Patriots.
Well, you know, I like Hunt a lot, but Chubb has been too good. Yeah. And that's why Hunt's not getting as much as he usually does. But, yeah, let's go to the next game with that. Bengals versus the Saints.
Bengals versus Saints over and under is 44.5 points, and they got the Bengals winning by 1 point. Give me the Saints with the upset here. I think the Saints take this one.
I've got the Bengals taking the W on that one. You knew I would say that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
The Bengals haven't looked fantastic this year, but they're going to get it together. I mean, they didn't start super hot last year, right? I mean, and they managed to make the Super Bowl then. I just think Burrow needs to get it together. Higgins needs to get on the field.
Yeah. Moving on with my starts for the Bengals. I'm starting Joe Burrow. I'm starting Dude Up. I'm starting Jamar Chase. I know it's been wishy-washy, but it's looking like he's gaining his ground. T. Higgins, if he's playing, I still don't know if I want to start him, man. I'm worried. I'm like, you know, he's like got that looks like a high ankle sprain, and those things, you know, can act up, and he could be out in the first quarter again like it's nothing. So I'm a little hesitant. You know, I know most people are going to have to start him because they don't have a better option. But if you do have anybody that's almost at the same level that you feel like with T. Higgins, I'd go a different route. And then I'm throwing out Tyler Boyd just because of the T. Higgins thing, especially if T. Higgins doesn't start. I think Tyler Boyd's a great start. And then my boy Hayden Hurst, too. If T. Higgins ain't in there, Hayden Hurst's going to rack up even more points. But he's my consistent tight end, and I'm rolling with him.
Yeah, I picked Hayden Hurst up myself. I like Hayden Hurst a lot in this matchup. However, I do understand what you mean about Higgins. I threw him in last week. He didn't get a single point. All I saw was shots of him sitting on the bench chilling.
Mm-hmm. And they said he was ready to go, that he could play if they needed him to, but they just didn't need to. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, you're not trying to win or what?
Yeah, Higgins has emerged as the star over there because Chase is getting all the attention. But Higgins owners, be mindful.
Right, exactly. But moving on to the Saints, Olave looks like he's in the third step of the concussion protocol. It looks like he might play. You know, with the whole Tua thing, you know, they're being real strict about that. So if he doesn't play, that pretty much means if somebody gets a concussion, they're going to miss the next week. So kind of keep that in mind, because he's pretty much passed everything you can possibly do to play. But if he's in, I'm playing him. I'm starting Kamara. I'm not worried about Kamara. You know, I think he'll get his groove back a little bit. Michael Thomas is out for this game. So I think that Olave even more will, you know, get the opportunity he's been getting. And Winston could be back. And that just even more lets me love Olave. I'm really excited for Olave in this game.
I think I read a report that said Dalton is going to start actually in that game.
Okay.
Like it just came out.
All right. Well, then that's fine. Because of Dalton starting, then I'm also starting up Taysom Hill.
Inspector Gadget,
baby.
In the game. Yeah, I agree. Kamara, I hope he gets it together. I like Kamara a lot when he's got his groove on. It's going to be an interesting game for sure. I'm a little worried about Joe Burrow against that Saints defense because he is a pocket passer. He's not super dangerous on his feet, and that seems to be where the Saints defense thrives.
Exactly.
But let's go to the next game. I've got the Buccaneers versus the Steelers.
Over-under for this game, 43.5. They got the Bucs winning by 7.5. And that's close, but I'll take that spread. I'll take the Bucs winning by 7.5.
Me too. I think I'll take the Bucs as well on that one. Let's get to some starts for the Buccaneers. I like Godwin coming back as a start. I think he's going to get his groove back. I think he's definitely playing. I really like Godwin there. Russell Gage, I mean, I don't feel comfortable starting Russell Gage, but I do think Tom is trying to get him work. It seems like he's constantly throwing in the ball, you know. Just keep an eye on Russell Gage. I mean, if you got to in those deep leagues, fire him up. And Rashad White, I like him as a flex here. Rashad White is starting to be consistent. Last couple games have been good. They're starting to figure out how to use him, and I really like that. One more thing I think just needs to be said. Julio Jones needs to retire. This is the second year in a row I'm like, Julio's going to be something. Yeah, he's going to be hanging out in my IR spot all year.
Hey, man, I said that in the preseason. I was like, anybody that gets Julio Jones, I said, dude, I said, I had him last year, and I got rid of him. And because every game, even when he started, he was hurt. He would start, and then out of the first quarter, just like T. Higgins this last week, he would be out on the bench. And I'd be like, why do I keep starting this dude? So finally, I was like, I'm done.
It sucks. I love Julio, too. It really sucks, but... he just needs to go. I'm sorry. Buccaneers, would you agree with that? You got anything else there?
Yeah, I like that. What do you think about Fournette this week? You feeling him?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Another thing I forgot to mention, Minka Fitzpatrick, the safety from the Steelers, is out. So watch out for them wide receivers in Tampa. I mean, he's a good – he's always looking for that ball, I'll say that.
Steelers defense has been looking rough too.
Mm-hmm. And I like them too at the beginning. It sucks. And some of their key pieces are missing. So, but let's move on to the Steelers offense. I'm sitting Najee Harris here. It's rough what they're doing to Najee over there, what he's doing to himself. Want to maybe blame it on that offensive line or something. I don't know, man, but I would say hold on Najee though. Like he's going to get his groove back. I honestly think the Steelers need to realize that he is the guy on the team and, you know, get around him and make it happen. I'm also going to sit Kenny Pickett here. We got strong safeties in Tampa and the corners. I just don't see him having a great game against Tampa. However, I think George Pickens gets enough work in this game to be relevant. Deontay Johnson, I'm looking for a bounce back game from him. You're going to start him most likely. If you can get a good deal on him, though, I would sell on Deontay, honestly. Which brings me to a question for you, Trey. Start or sit Deontay Johnson or George Pickens?
George Pickens.
I knew you were going to
say the upside, George. Baby.
I knew it. I think Deontay's going to hopefully bounce back, though. Fingers crossed on that one.
All right, I got a start or sit for you in this game.
Uh-oh.
Start or sit Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren?
How are you going to do me like that? I'm still going to start Najee here if I got to choose between the two of them.
Najee Harris or Rashad White?
Okay, I'll go Rashad White.
There it is.
Ouch. Oof. Man, that hurts. Najee, strong have fallen.
The first round draft picks have fallen.
Yeah, I mean, we said it, though, did we not?
Overrated.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next game. What do you say, buddy?
Yes, sir.
I've got the 49ers versus the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 42 points, and Vegas has the 49ers winning by 6. I'll take that. I think the 49ers wipe the floor with the Falcons.
Yeah, I see it too. 49ers taking the W. I like it.
Going to my Niners starts, obviously you're starting Deebo Samuel. You're starting Jeff Wilson. I'm starting Brandon Ayuk this week. I think that with the Atlanta Falcons defense, I think that Ayuk can get a little action there. I think he's worth a flex. There it is. Because of especially because of the bye weeks and stuff, you know, there's some guys that people are going to be looking for starts, and I think Ayuk's worth the throw in there. And
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Exactly. But with the Falcons, I'm really kind of worried about starting anybody on the Falcons this week just because of how strong the 49ers defense has been. But if you've got Drake London, you're starting him, you know, you're throwing him out there. Kyle Pitts, there's a lot of people I'm starting over him, but I would go ahead and let me give you this. Robert Tonyan or Kyle Pitts?
I'm going to go Pitts just for the name.
That's about the only person that I'm starting Pitts over. But I will do that. I'm not starting Mariota, obviously. And this backfield, man, it looked like it was a three-headed monster. I mean, they got Algier Huntley and then even just some random people in there. So I'm really struggling to start a running back for this team. If I had to throw one out there, it'd be Algier. But I just think it's tough, especially against this Niners defense that's just been cleaning up. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. They have been shut down, and it's just, like you said, scary to start a running back from there. I'm really upset. I thought Algier was going to do better. He did go against the Bucs D last week, so maybe, you know, maybe he figures something out. I don't know. It hurts. That Niners D has been ridiculous.
No doubt.
But let's roll to the next game. I've got the Jets versus the Packers.
Over under for this game is 44 points, and they got the Packers winning by 7.5. I don't want to say the Jets are going to win.
I know, right? I mean, they got two New York teams that they're expected to beat, but I've got the Packers taking the W on this. I don't see them getting embarrassing themselves again.
Yeah, so I heard that the Packers, Aaron Rodgers is 9-0 after taking a loss on the road. So give me the Packers for this one, even though I want the Jets to win.
Mm-hmm. And Tamian says, do you answer fantasy football questions? Yes, sir. Bring it on. What do you got for us?
Ask away, ask away.
But while we're waiting for that, let me talk about my Jets starts. Seems like the Jets have been leaning hard on that running game lately. I think I want to start Breece Hall here over Michael Carter, though. Also, Garrett Wilson has been getting the biggest target share on the team, which hasn't been a lot, but he has been getting it. Albert, sup, fellas? What's happening, Albert? Hey, guys. I got a guy offering me JT for Bateman and 2023 first, 2024 first. I am an older team and will definitely be a top two team. At the worst, will be a top three. Is it a bad trade for me?
I don't think so, in my opinion. You know, if you're in a win now mode right now, then you take JT. You know, Bateman's hurt and everything like that. And you know, if you're an older team and you got the guys set up, I mean, it depends on if you want to win this year or if you're going to go ahead and throw this year out the window, because I think that's what happens if you don't take JT.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to take Bateman over JT, though. I would probably, now those picks sure help, but I would probably hold on JT here. I think he's going to get going eventually this season and be the JT we know and love. I mean, that's what I think on that one.
No doubt.
Great question. Thanks for the question, Lincoln. Appreciate that. But back to the Jets here. Zach Wilson has been very average. I think in a two quarterback league, he's not the worst option you could have as your second quarterback. But I mean, on a one quarterback league, I mean, there's definitely most likely a better option. Breece Hall or Michael Carter, Trey?
Breece Hall all day.
They were both pretty good last week. Lincoln says, I would get JT, by the way. Yeah. Oh, you would get JT.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Get him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Get him, bro. Yeah. I guess I read that one wrong. But let's move to the Packers here. Am I the only one who physically laughed out loud when they lost to the Giants last week?
No, I thought it was hilarious. And I woke up early just to watch that game.
I loved it, man. I loved it. It was great. I'm going to start Lazard and Dobbs in this matchup. I think both of them could do pretty well against that Jets D. AJ Dillon is going to remain a sit for me until he can prove otherwise. I'm sitting JT here. What do you think about that?
It's tough. You know, with AJ Dillon, like, you know, especially with bye weeks and stuff like that, and being the Jets, I feel like he might have a little bit more than normal, but it's still hard to start him.
Yeah, AJ Dillon. Yeah, it is. Tomlin, that's Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Jones. God, why does that always happen? Aaron Jones here has a super high ceiling, though, and I love Aaron Jones, obviously, as a start. They've been running a lot of two running back sets there, and I think Aaron Jones is the one that they're leaning on heavily.
No doubt.
Question for you. A.J. Dillon or Devin Singletary?
Oof, that's tough. but I, like I said, I'll talk about later. I want every piece of the Bills-Chiefs game. I'll take Devin Singletary in that.
Yeah, you're hanging on the thread from that that game from last year. But as you said, we'll get to that later.
Right.
What do you think? You got anything else for the Packers?
No, but I do have a start question, sit question for you.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Dillon or Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard. Give me Tony Pollard. I think Tony Pollard has a chance to bust out. I know they're playing the Eagles, but you never know what's going to happen with Tony Pollard. He has his moments where he just bursts through the line and picks up 50 yards. You know what I mean?
I got another one, but I'll wait till we get to that game.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's go to the next game here, though. We've got the Vikings versus the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. They got the Vikings winning by 3. I'll take the Vikings winning this game, baby.
Yeah, me too. It's hard with Skylar Thompson as the quarterback there.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd heard that Teddy B was actually passing protocols and everything. But the thing is, with what happened to Tua, think about if Teddy Bridgewater come out there and got hit and a game after his concussion and something like that happened again, like they would, like that would destroy that franchise. So, I mean, they're just, I would better say than sorry, put him on the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're probably right. They're just, yeah, the Dolphins couldn't have happened to a worse, you know, team is the backup to come in for Tua. Couldn't have happened to the worst player, you know?
Exactly, exactly. But with the Dolphins, even with Skylar Thompson at quarterback, I'm still starting Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I think these guys are going to eat. They're going to do their thing. They're the great receivers for a reason. They, you know, they catch footballs, and that's what they're going to do. And Skylar Thompson, from what I've heard about him, you know, he's not the worst quarterback in the world. You know what I mean? And like I said earlier, we were talking about Mostert. You know, if he plays, I'm starting him up. If he sits, I'm starting Edmonds. But if Mostert is playing, I'm not starting Edmonds. I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Edmonds, I know people are wondering, like, should I drop Edmonds or anything like that? Listen, Mostert gets hurt. That's why he's known as the most hurt. and I would keep Edmonds on your bench just as a security back, because if Mostert gets hurt, Edmonds will take over that role completely. And he is a good running back, no matter what they do in the plays.
And Tamian's got a question for us here. In a 12-man PPR redraft, Bateman, Edmonds, and Wilson are on FA. I have a solid team at 5-0, but should I look to pick them up? I have Henderson, Etienne, Dobbs, McKenzie Walker, and Curtis Samuel to drop.
Man, if he's talking about Jeff Wilson Jr., then yeah, I'm picking him up, no doubt. But if that's Garrett Wilson, which I'm assuming, because I doubt Jeff Wilson Jr. is out there, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going for any of those guys, but the lineup I have, I kind of like what you got on the team already.
Right, and you're 5-0 for a reason. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, sounds good. It's Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson.
I would just keep what I have, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Garrett Wilson it is. Yeah, what about the Vikings, Trey?
So with the Vikings, I'm starting Kirk Cousins up. You know, the Dolphins secondary is beat up real bad, and I think Kirk Cousins is going to cook. Speaking of cook, I'm starting Dalvin, my boy, who's getting that touchdown work. And Justin Jefferson, you know you're starting him up. Adam Thielen, I think you can start him this week. I go back and forth every week whether I want to start him, but I think this is the week that you start Adam Thielen. I think he gets at least a touchdown and you know, eight receptions, something like that. I think this is his week.
I'm feeling that for sure.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Tamian. Glad we could help. Any other questions, shoot them at us, buddy.
But that's all I got for that game, man. You got anything?
No, I like it. Keep an eye out for KJ Osborne. He's been getting a lot of the share there. Just keep an eye on him. Deeper leagues, you could probably grab him up and have him. There are worse wide receivers to have who aren't getting the work, you know.
No doubt. But
let's go to the next game here. I've got the Panthers versus the Rams.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. They got the Rams winning by 9, baby. And I'll take it. I think the Rams are going to win. I don't think it's going to be just a major blowout, but I do think the Rams win pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a game to win for the Rams, this would be the one, right? I mean, they need a bounce back game like this. I mean, this is like them playing the state team, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I hope they can do it. I mean, it'd be pretty embarrassing if they don't, though.
Exactly.
Saying. Let's see what the Panthers, what we got. PJ Walker likes to run the ball. I mean, just throwing that out there in them double quarterback leagues, you know, might be somebody to watch out for if your options are bare. And a lot of these double quarterback leagues, people are just holding on those quarterbacks. So there's nobody to get. So just think about that for a second. Obviously, you're going to keep starting up CMC. I mean, it's going to be tough to get through Aaron Donald and all those guys there in the. But he'll get it done. He'll get enough done, I believe, especially with P.J. Walker there. I think P.J. Walker's smart enough to realize that to get CMC the ball, you will be successful that way. D.J. Moore. I think D.J. Moore does better without Baker.
I agree. So, he can't be worse.
Yep. We got a question real quick here. Let's see. Marcos. Fitzgerald and the Steelers' top three corners are out. Would you start Brady or Hurts versus Dallas?
You know me, I'm going Hurts, and I know you'll probably go the other direction. I think that Hurts with his legs puts up more fantasy points no matter what, whether there's a Hurt corners or anything. I think that Hurts puts up more points than Brady this week, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that Dallas secondary and the Dallas defense. I'm going to go Brady here.
Yeah, of course you are.
I like Brady in that matchup. But let's see. We got another one here. Okay. 16-man league. I have Dylan as my RB4. Should I trade for Brian Robinson? What do you think?
I think so.
Really?
I think Brian Robinson did all right last night, and I think it only goes up from there. And AJ Dillon, like I said, he's really just an insurance back at this point. So if you need somebody to start, I'm starting Brian Robinson over AJ Dillon this week. Are you not? Well, I guess you know Brian Robinson already played, but I assume that AJ Dillon doesn't get as many points as Brian Robinson did.
Ugh, that's tough. That's tough. But I just read a report that Rivera said he wants to get Antonio Gibson back at that back mode. I don't know. Brian Robinson didn't look super like he didn't flash to me on my screen. Put it that way. I'm going to hold on Dylan for just a little while longer. But then if Brian Robinson goes off, nobody's going to do the trade. Then if AJ Dillon's not doing nothing, I think I would hold on Dylan, even though I'm not a big Dylan guy. I've seen more of Dylan. I've seen what Dylan can do, you know?
I agree.
What about, let's see. Also, do I hold on Duvernay?
Yes, you hold Duvernay no matter what.
Yeah.
Duvernay till I die.
Duvernay till I die. And what about Juju?
You can drop Juju after this week. Let him see what he does against the Bills and then trade him super high because he's probably going to do great this week and he probably won't do great the rest of the year. So wait till he plays against the Bills and then sell him.
Yeah, it's tough. Juju's not really doing what we thought he would do. I feel like Marquez Valdez-Scantling, they're moving their focus to him because it seems like he's able to get open more and run crisper routes. Yeah, I think you should see what happens on Sunday night, and then if Juju doesn't perform, I think you could let him go.
No doubt.
Also, Thielen.
Yeah, keep Thielen. Don't drop Thielen.
Yeah, hold on, Thielen. See what he does. Sorry for all the questions. That's all good. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. I'm in 2-3 leagues. 2-3 in this league, by the way. I'm 2-3 in this league, by the way.
Keep working, baby.
That's right. You keep pushing. You know, there's people. If I was 0-5 right now, I guarantee you I'd be working the wire and making things happen. But yeah, back to the Panthers in this matchup. Like I said, DJ Moore, I think, is going to be better without Baker. Look for Robbie Anderson to catch at least one deep ball. Robbie Anderson catches a deep ball.
Nice.
Predicting the future. let's move to the Rams here. The Rams. If you ever wanted to start Stafford, now's the time against the Panthers. I think that's a good call.
Yeah, it's tough too, but I think this is probably the best time.
Yep. Daryl Henderson is going to be the guy. Cam Akers is out.
Are you talking about Daryl Henderson Jr., my start of the week?
Yes, your start of the week, Daryl Henderson Jr. Why is he your start of the week?
Because Cam Akers is out due to personal reasons. Listen, I know the backfield has looked rough for the Rams, okay? But Sean McVay has always done well with a one-back offense. He's been trying to do this crazy two-headed giant thing this year. It has not worked out at all. I think now that he has Henderson, he goes back to his roots, and it works out well, especially against the Panthers.
Yeah, Henderson, they rode Henderson all the way to the Super Bowl last year, just saying. I mean, I wasn't a big Henderson guy a year or two ago, but after seeing what he was able to do last year, I like Henderson, you know, more than I like Cam Akers for sure. Tyler Higbee, I think you could start him as a tight end. I mean, Matt Stafford's throwing to two people. He's throwing to Cooper Kupp. He's throwing to Tyler Higbee. He doesn't trust anybody else. Do I even need to say it at this point? Allen Robinson.
Drop him.
In the gag bag. Allen Robinson sucks, man.
He's done.
Yeah. I've got a question for you, though.
All right.
Start or sit, Higbee or Tonyan?
Higbee. Start all day.
Yeah.
I think Tonyan, I think you're only starting him in hopes that he gets a touchdown. I think the 8 points that Higbee will put up at minimum is better than hoping for a touchdown. Tonyan might even get a touchdown and not put up 10 points. That's how bad it is.
And Lincoln was here, says, what did you guys see from B-Rob? Sell high?
I think you hold on to him, man. I really think that I think that he showed me enough. I know that game was a freaking just horrible matchup and just a horrible game to watch. But I really think that you hold on to him, and I think that he produces a lot better further on out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I would be willing to – I mean, unless you can get some big-name running back or your wide receivers need help, I would hold on him as well. Let's go to the next game here. What do you say, buddy?
Let's do it.
We got the Cardinals versus the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 50 points. And they got the Cardinals winning by 2.5. Give me Seattle for the upset, baby. Let's go.
I got the Cardinals taking the W on that one. But, say, Geno Smith is going down. I'm telling you, bro. I love it. I'm excited for him. I'm glad he's doing big things. But I just don't see it lasting.
I'm starting a lot of people on the Seahawks side of the ball. I'm starting Geno, baby. Start him up. Single quarterback league, double quarterback league. It don't matter. Start your boy DK Metcalf. Start your boy Tyler Lockett. Don't watch them play because the points don't look good until the fourth quarter. Then out of nowhere, they score enough to make you win your week. just put them in there. Kenneth Walker, start him up. I think he's going to do all right. In deeper leagues, you know, 12 to 16 team leagues, take a shot on DJ Dallas. Because we don't know what kind of work. I mean, they're talking about making Kenneth Walker a three down back. But Seattle likes to run the ball. And DJ Dallas got some work last week. I think he gets some more work this week, and I think he's going to surprise people. I think he puts up at least 10 to 12 points this week. And if you're struggling at tight end and you want to throw Will Disley out there, throw him in, baby, because he's going to get a tutty.
I knew that was coming. we got a question real quick here. Michael Johnson says, I have James Robinson, Mostert, and Najee Harris, and J.K. Dobbins. I need to start two. or should I drop one of them for Brian Robinson for Daryl Henderson Jr.?
That's tough, man. That's tough. I don't think you, because we don't know exactly on Cam Akers, I don't think that you drop any of them for Daryl Henderson or Brian Robinson. I would drop anyone for Brian Robinson anyway, but if Daryl Henderson was the lead back going forward, I would be willing to drop probably Najee or JK for Daryl Henderson. But because we don't know the answers yet, if you have somebody else on your bench that you're willing to drop for Daryl Henderson, I would much rather start him this week than some of these guys, but I'm not dropping any of these guys to go get him unless I'm really struggling. I'm like, you know, 1-4 or something at this point, and then I'm willing to do whatever, you know what I mean? At that point, you're just taking risks. But out of those four, I'm starting Mostert if he plays. If not, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and say that he plays, and I'm gonna start him up. And then also, I'm not starting Najee. You know, we already talked about that. But between James Robinson and J.K. Dobbins, I think I take James Robinson this week.
I thought we were gonna go the same way on that one, but Mostert and J.K. Dobbins, I think, is a good start there. I just think that both of them are gonna get enough work to score good points for you. Thanks for the question, Michael. Appreciate that.
No doubt.
Cardinals.
Yes, sir. We got the Cardinals. So, James Conner, he's out for this game. You're cranking Eno Benjamin up, and he's going to do his work, and he's going to put in work and do his thing. Kyler Murray, obviously, you're starting him. Hollywood Brown, I think, has an amazing week. I think it's going to be one of his better weeks that he's going to have this year before Hopkins gets back. Rondell Moore, crank that baby up, put him in. You know, he's getting 10 to 12 points a game. He's doing his thing. And also Zach Ertz, baby. Zach Ertz, start him up. I got a start and sit question for you. You ready? Tyler Higbee or Zach Ertz?
This week I'm going Zach Ertz against Seattle.
Me too, baby.
But I like Higbee a lot. I really do.
I agree. I just think Ertz gets more points this week.
Yeah, I think Kyler's going to eat in this game. I really do. I think he's going to have a really good game. They're starting to figure out how to use Marquise Brown, and I love it. I love him being able to have the opportunity for a quarterback who actually wants to throw him the ball. I'm happy to see that. But now that he moved on, now all of a sudden Lamar is throwing the ball more.
That's true.
But I like it. I like that they're using him on that one. You got anything else for that?
That's it for that game, baby.
All right. So let's move on to our next game, and that is our Manscaped game of the week. Bills versus the Chiefs.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Real quick. Before we get into this game, we're going to take a quick word from one of our sponsors. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls.
Oh, yeah. $12 million balls, huh?
At least. Nice. Check out Manscaped, guys. They got great stuff going over there. We appreciate those guys so much. But let's go on to the Bills versus the Chiefs.
All right, the over-under for this game is 54 points, highest over-under on the week. They got the Chiefs picked to win by 1 in the spread. That's DraftKings. I got the Bills winning this game, dog. They're coming back. It's revenge. Like, they're coming.
I mean, I hope you're right. I got the Bills taking the W. They're finally going to get over that hump. They're going to beat them so bad, they're just going to be like,
now, say my name.
Josh Allen?
Yeah. That reminds me of that commercial. You seen that commercial where a dude sleeps and he's like, I love you, Josh Allen.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's a good one. But let's roll to the Bills. Everyone's saying to sell high on Gabriel Davis. I'm saying hold on to dude. I like Gabriel Davis a lot. I think he's going to be great. I think he keeps going. I really do. Let's see. Singletary, I got as a sit in this game. I don't like him against the Chiefs defense. We got to remember last year in that playoff game, what did Gabriel Davis do? Okay.
5 touchdowns, right?
Yeah. He was amazing. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get a repeat performance, but how do you not start him after that? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's hard. Knox is coming back for the Bills, and I think he's going to be relevant. I think he'll do good there. The Chiefs and the Bills, they know each other very well. So I think Knox is going to get the ball while everybody else is getting doubled. What do you think?
Yeah, so my biggest thing with this game, man, is I'm starting everybody I can in this game. You know, this game is just because of the amount of offense that I know there's a lot of defense going on too. You know, these are just both two great teams playing each other. But I want as much of this offense as I can get. If I'm having a hard time deciding between two players, the deciding factor will be this game versus whatever other game they're in. Because I think this game is going to be just as insane as the playoffs. I think it'll be the one to watch, and that's why it's our Manscaped Game of the Week, baby.
I hope you're right. I hope you are right. Let's go to the Chiefs here in this matchup. I'm going to start CEH up, even though that Bills defense is, you know, very good this year. But you're gonna start CEH until he gives you a great reason not to. I'm sitting Juju, though. I said this earlier. I think Marquez Valdez-Scantling is they're starting to trust him more. So I like Marquez Valdez-Scantling in this game over Juju if I had to pick one. McKinnon has been getting a little work in the passing game, so just keep an eye on that. I'm not saying start him. I'm saying watch him. And I also think you need to hold on Pacheco. He looked too good from what I've seen from him. And once the Chiefs learns how to use him properly, I think Pacheco is going to be a monster. Question for you. Marquez Valdez-Scantling or Adam Thielen?
That's a good one. That's a real good one. So that actually I have a good answer to that too. If I am projected this week to win against my matchup, I'm starting Thielen because I'll take his floor. If I'm projected to lose, especially by quite a bit, I'm going MVS for the ceiling that this game could produce.
I like it. That is a tough one.
It's a tough one, man.
I wrote it down. I still can't even think. I think I like Thielen's ceiling more.
Yeah. I would go with Thielen because I don't have the balls to go MVS, but I like it.
Speaking of balls, let's hear from Manscaped. No, I'm just kidding. you got anything else for this game of the week?
Just that I'm starting Juju and I'm starting everybody. I mean, just throw them out there, put them in. You know, they're scoring touchdowns in 13 seconds in this game. So, I mean, it's just free fantasy points right here, baby.
I love it, and I hope you're right. I need a good Sunday night football matchup. Oh, is it Sunday night?
It's Sunday afternoon, I believe. I think it's a 3 o'clock game.
Well, either way.
It's the same time as the Seahawks-Cardinals game. So everybody's like talking shit about it. They're like, oh, well, so we'll watch the Bills-Chiefs, and whenever it goes to commercial, we'll flip over.
Just see what's going on over there. No doubt. That's why Red Zone is where it's at right there. Exactly. But let's go to the next game here. I have got the Sunday night football matchup, Cowboys versus the Eagles.
I'm excited about this game, man. The over-under for this game is 43.5, and they got the Eagles winning by 5.5. You know, if I didn't hate the Cowboys so much, I might pick them to upset. But give me the Eagles, baby.
Hey, same here, bro. I'm just like, oh, I just want somebody to beat the Eagles so bad, you know.
But not the Cowboys.
Yeah, but not the Cowboys. I just can't do it to them. I can't do it to them.
All right, so let's go with our starts for the Cowboys. I'm starting CeeDee Lamb. I think he's worth a start. Michael Gallup, I think he's doing his thing, man. Start him up, you know what I mean? Tony Pollard, like we talked about earlier, I think he's worth throwing out there. What do we do about Ezekiel Elliott?
Bro, I don't know. Bro.
I mean, are you sitting this dude? Because, like, who are you starting over him? Like, it's tough, man. Like, okay, let me try to come up with a start and sit for you. Would you start? One. Oh, go.
Miles Sanders or Ezekiel Elliott?
Oh, it's Miles Sanders all day, baby. Miles Sanders is going to murder this matchup.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I think it's so tough, man, with Zeke. I mean, I think when Dak gets back, I think Zeke will get more opportunities. I don't think you drop Zeke. I don't think he's to that point yet. Okay, here you go. Here's one. Ezekiel Elliott or Najee Harris?
I'm going Najee. I'm going
Zeke.
You're going Zeke?
I'm going Zeke.
I'm going Najee just because – I got more faith in Najee than I do Zeke. You know what I mean? But it's tough.
I just got more faith in the Cowboys offense than I do the Steelers offense, I guess, is why I go with my pick. But on the Eagles side of the ball, we starting everybody, baby. You got Hurts starting dude up. Sanders starting dude up. Devonta Smith, start that dude up. Dallas Goedert, start that dude up. A.J. Brown. Start him. Don't expect anything great. I think he has a decent game. I think he still hits our 10 to 12, you know, our start mark. I just don't think he has it. Like, don't expect 25, 30 points out of A.J. Brown this week because I think you'll be upset.
Carmine asked a question here. Should I trade Tyreek for DK and Devontae Smith? They got Tyreek. They will be getting DK and Devonta.
Yeah, I don't like to take one of my players and divide them into two players because then that means you're getting the points out of two spots versus where you would have just got them out of one. I think I hold on to Tyreek Hill here.
Me too.
Unless I'm really struggling at wide receiver and looking for some flex options. I think it's equal, but I want one player versus two. So I'm holding Tyreek.
Yeah, I'm holding on Tyreek also. Really, DK, both of them have a secondary quarterback throwing to them too. If you think about it, I mean, Skylar Thompson's throwing to Tyreek, and then Geno Smith's throwing to DK. So it's tough. Devonta's really the only one who has a decent quarterback throwing to him right now. I mean, okay, Geno has been good. Don't get
that's
me wrong.
Right. That's right.
I don't want to throw no shade on Geno's name. I'm just saying.
Whew. Okay, I got a question for you. Who's starting this week? DK Metcalf or Devonta Smith?
DK. I'm going to go DK.
Okay, so then Gino doing his thing then.
I guess. What are your thoughts on Austin Eckler, says King Dirk?
He'll be fine, man. Like, he's getting there. He's stepping back up. He's doing his thing. We're about to get to that game here in just a second, so stick around and we'll talk more about it.
And if you're here, like that video for us, guys. That helps us out a lot. King Dirk, we're going to find out what happens with Austin Eckler. Don't you worry, buddy. So what else you got? Anything else for the Eagles? Or?
That's it, except for the Eagles are going to be 6-0, baby.
Man, oh, man. Anyways, let's go to the next game. We got the Broncos versus the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. They got the Chargers winning by 6.5. Give me the Broncos for the upset. Call me crazy.
Yeah. Call you crazy. That's your boy Russell Wilson over there, right? Is that what this came down to? Be honest.
It's not. I just think that the Broncos can't afford to lose another game. The Chargers have been struggling to survive. And I think it's time for the Broncos to get a dub, and their defense is tough. I mean, their offense is struggling, but their defense is tough. And Russell Wilson says he gets better every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to start Russ in this matchup, actually. I think he was so embarrassed last week that he had to make up some, oh, my arm, and I had to get a shot in my shoulder, guys. Now I'm good. You know, like, don't get me wrong. I love you, Russ, but I just feel like, you know, he had to throw something out there to make it better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Carmine says I might just do it because my flex is awful. Talking about that Tyreek for DK, yeah, like, and Devontae Smith.
Like I say, if something you got to do, you know, to make your team better, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes you got to get rid of a great one for two just to fill in a better spot. You know what I mean? That's just part of fantasy.
Yep. I agree. But Sutton, I think, for the Broncos is a start here. It seems like him and Russ have the best chemistry. I'm sitting Jerry Jeudy. It's tough. It sucks, but I'm taking Sutton over Jeudy all day.
Yeah, same.
Just seems like they know what each other are doing more, and it's not a lot, but it's more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Starting Melvin Gordon in this matchup. Baby. He's the guy. He's the main guy. He stayed relevant last week as the main back. I mean, he did good. He did decent. I mean,
and the Chargers have struggled against the run.
Exactly. And I'm going to sit Boone. Boone had his moments that looked electric, but they were very few and far between. Looks like that one was a miss. Unless Melvin Gordon goes down, you could probably drop Boone. Maybe hold.
I agree.
If you got room, maybe hold in case Melvin Gordon gets hurt, because he generally does. But, yeah, that's all I got for the Broncos. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. I like that. But I think that you sit Russell Wilson. As much as I think he's going to win this game, I think it's going to be a sledge fest, and I just don't think it's going to be great for fantasy.
Yeah. I hope that Russ doesn't come out and have two games in a row in prime time that bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I feel like they have to win.
Right. Well, if I was him, dude, I would be just throwing the ball every moment I had, throwing the ball, eating dinner, throwing the ball. Everything.
Swimming in the pool, throwing the ball.
That's right. Let's go to the Chargers in this game. I think that Keenan Allen isn't going to play. He might. But are you willing to risk all the other games going through, and then he's a sit on Monday night? Then what are you going to do? You're going to have to put in Joshua Palmer or one of these other guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the only situation where I'm would be willing to do that is if I had like a Jerry Jeudy, and you could go ahead and hope that Keenan Allen comes back and keep Jerry Jeudy as a start. And then when Keenan Allen comes back, throw him in. And if he doesn't, you're like, okay, whatever, I'll throw out Jerry Jeudy. If you want to take that shot, I think that's worth it. But most people, you know, you're not going to have that. So I'm just going to go ahead and sit Keenan Allen this week.
Sure. And Keenan Allen out, Williams in every time. With no Allen doubt out, Herbert's looking at Williams' way all day long. So Allen out, Williams in. Gerald Everett is off the injury report, so keep an eye out. If you're looking for tight end options, he might be, you know, somebody who has what it takes to be your tight end, your starting tight end. Again, I said it last week, but I'm going to say it again. Keep an eye out for Donald Parham. He hasn't played all year because he was hurt last year. I remember that game. But I think he's somebody to keep an eye out on. And I'm not saying start this guy or anything like that, but I'm just saying watch him.
No doubt.
Brings me to a question for you, Trey. Mike Williams or Mike Evans?
Give me Mike Evans. I'll take him in the Brady matchup. Broncos defense is tough, and that's where my decision's made there. And also Mike Evans is a better player.
Even with Keenan Allen out, you're going to fire up Mike Evans over?
Yeah, I like the consistency and the floor of Mike Evans more than anything.
Okay, one more: Melvin Gordon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
This is a hard decision. Clyde's playing in the Bills Chiefs matchup, so I'm going Clyde. That's it.
I love it. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. You got anything else for the Chargers?
That's all I got, man. This is gonna be a fun weekend, man. I'm excited.
Absolutely. I'm always excited for Sunday, baby. But guys, that is it. That is our starts and sits. Thank you, everybody who came in and had questions for us. We do this every Friday, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later, but we're aiming for around 6 o'clock, something like that. So 6 o'clock Fridays, starts and sits. Like this video, guys. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate the love. We are so close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Go over there. Get us there, because as soon as 1,000 happens, we're going to be giving stuff away.
Let's do it, baby. Mm-hmm. Y'all hit the notification bell, okay? Because when we go live, you're going to want to know. You come on here, you ask your questions, we answer them, we pull your comment up, we shout you out. I mean, we're all about the community here, and our followers are what make us who we are. So make sure you subscribe, follow, hit the notification, and we're here for you, man. If you got any questions, you know, email us, fourthandflex@gmail.com. That's the number 4th and flex@gmail.com. Email us your starting sit questions. Hit us up on Facebook, on our page, or Instagram, or whatever. You know what I mean? We're here for you. And check us out.
Most definitely. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.